The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Oh, you hear that sound? You know what time it is. It's time for Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinkin' Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. You're loked out today.
It's pitchers and catchers.
Sure.
Typically, guys come to the facilities a little dressed up. So
Yeah. You look like Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm. Got the Hard AF hat.
I like that. I like the Hard AF beanie, which is for sale on DrinkinBros.com. Thanks for that reminder. What kind of shades are those? I like those.
These are Joel shades, so I have no idea.
Joel?
Joel just lended me his shades.
No way. Those are too cool for you, Joel. Come on, dude.
I think it's so he can see color.
Is it? Is he colorblind?
I only see in black and white right now. So.
Oh, that's all that you should see, Delco. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's all that you should see.
No friends. Shades of gray here.
No, none. Only in black and white. All right, kids, you know the rules. Last weekend, man.
Well, I had Nick Taylor.
This is rough.
Hey, although I removed him from my card, so sorry, guys. Sorry you didn't
Why
win
did you
me.
Do that?
I don't know, man, because we only make three picks, right?
We do. Well, I mean, that's the way it should be, unless you want to do more. However,
right, I can't be giving out four, five, six picks.
It's hard, because if you lose all six picks, you're losing a lot of money for the
week. It's not that. It just kind of seems like it defeats the purpose if you pick half the field.
Well, what do you typically bet on one golfer? So I always do the same thing every single week. I pick three guys, I put 100 a piece on it, and
oh,
then that's
no,
it.
No, I don't do that.
You go higher?
Yeah, higher odds, I'll go like 25, 50 bucks. So like 100 to 1. Nick Taylor was 100 to 1 last week.
Yeah.
I put 25 bucks on him.
Okay.
And won 2,500 bucks. Not bad.
The way I look at it, though, for me personally, because these are all lottery tickets and fun with these golf picks, is if I win, you know, 4 or 5 like last year, it pretty much covers the whole year, and I'm usually even on golf. Hopefully, the goal is to win more than 4 or 5 times a year. But at least I had fun, and I got something on the background to watch.
Lottery, you
and
know?
I enjoy it.
High reward. I replaced him with Dietrich last week on my actual official card for the show, just because, you know, Nick Taylor didn't really show up at Pebble, so. I had planned to pick Nick Taylor weeks in advance for the Phoenix Open, finished second last year. Big snowbird, you know, Canadian contingency down in Phoenix. He lives in Scottsdale, I believe. So big win for him. Now a 4-time PGA Tour winner. Won the Canadian Open last week. He's actually won 2 of my last 3 golf bets.
Really?
Yeah. So shout out to Nick Taylor. I love him.
It's fine, but we're off to a rough start here as far as the golf season goes.
Waste management
was a shit show, by the way. I had my buddy Alex, who's a cop down there, who was working on 16.
I told you, man, they broke containment. They had people that come in without tickets.
The rain delays and all that other shit. I saw our homies that we follow on Friday Beers. They were there on that Saturday. Nonstop rain all day long. Nobody fucking played. Nobody did shit. Everybody was miserable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not typical for Phoenix. So that was out the window. The week before, they only played 54 holes. It hasn't been a great start. Hopefully Tiger Woods will play well. Many are saying
the Saudis control the weather now.
They might. It's been real fucking rough this year. Hopefully we'll be off to a better start here with Tiger back in the mix this week. Is he even listed on mybookie.com?
Yeah, he's like 100 to 1.
Is he?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're going to Riv, you know, Max Homa's favorite place in the world.
Homa.
So I imagine, I already know you're picking Max.
I'm not, actually.
Oh, all
right. I don't have Max Homa. He doesn't look great this year.
No, but this is a home game for him.
It is, but I typically go with guys who were playing well and then usually, you know, some form of longer shot. So that's where I live with this. I wanted to ask you about Tiger Woods' new clothing line. Are you a fan? I thought it looked horrific.
The logo is not great.
The logo is awful.
I mean, you had one of the better logos in sports anyway with the T-dub. But now that actual Tiger logo, nah, not a fan. You can kind of invert it, though, you know, flip it. Looks like his fused spine.
That's what it looked like to me. I was like, dude, are we just showing x-rays here?
Maybe.
Like, I don't really get it. Why not just take the TW from Nike? If they're not going to do golf anymore, who gives a shit?
I think they still are making clothing. So
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just they're not doing Tiger. They're not in the business of Tiger anymore.
Man, once you leave Nike, dude, look up that logo if you get a chance, or maybe you'll pop it in here on screen. Once you leave Nike, it's over. You don't get their designers either anymore.
No, it'd be like Jordan trying to leave Nike. I know Jumpman's its own thing. Air Jordan's its own thing. But yeah. I don't think he could take the Jumpman logo if he left.
No, but he's on a lifetime deal. I thought for sure Nike would have done the same with him, even if it was just for clothing, unless they're planning on doing clubs or, you know.
They aren't. It's just their clothing only right now.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I didn't like it. Sorry, Tiger.
Well, Nike clubs suck. That's why.
No. Not the clubs. This new logo for Tiger. This, what is it called? Red Sunday?
And that is why Tiger is my GOAT, because he won all these majors and all these tournaments with dog shit golf clubs.
Worst
of
everything.
Than Jack's, you know. Even though the science and the technology got better, Nike somehow reverted back.
But take the clubs he was playing with, the disadvantage of him doing the Navy SEAL bullshit training on the weekends and everything else, or during
that's
weekdays.
On him.
Exactly.
But it's like, all on him.
Imagine how great he could have been with proper equipment, proper training, and everything else. It's nuts.
I know.
It's nuts. It's every time I see him, and I'm just like, fuck you, dude.
It wasn't the prostitutes that were the problem.
No.
It was the, you know, Navy SEAL training and the weekends.
Dad dying and the whole fucking shit, dude. It's just.
The Call of Duty problem.
Get a driver. Yeah, get a fucking driver, bro.
God. So this is the tournament you'll remember. He drove one of the sponsored cars off a cliff.
Yep.
Potentially, intentionally. I have no idea. I don't know if that ever came out.
You think it's intentional?
Who knows, man? He was all popped up on pills.
I think it was an accident. The way that, because there was a cop who was a Drinking Bros listener, when he described it, he was like, bro, it was a straight line, and no, he never hit the brakes. So it either he was going for it, or he was very distracted and was just looking somewhere else. I don't know the real answer. I don't think we'll ever get it.
We'll never get it.
We'll never get it. But why would he try to kill himself?
I don't know.
Right before the tournament? Or right after.
Who could say, man?
Who knows what he shot?
I do remember that year, though. He was on the broadcast just high out of his mind.
Yeah. Yeah. We posted it.
Yeah.
We posted on Drinking Bros Sports. I was like, whoopsies. Mm. Whoopsies.
But we're trying to get on the board this week.
We
haven't won yet this year on the show, but we've gotten really close. All of our picks have been in the mix. Last week, Sam Burns finished, I believe, third.
Yep.
Yeah, not in the playoff, but finished third.
Saheeth was leading the whole goddamn tournament wire to wire until...
Couldn't get off the tee on Sunday, man. He was all over the map.
My boy, dude. And he failed me.
You expect that with Saheeth, though.
I do.
I do. You know, him and Jordan Spieth, you expect them to be crazy off the tee and just kind of mix and match and figure things out around the greens and just pull off some amazing shots. I mean, if they could, you know, remotely put, I don't know, like 70% of their... the shots off the tee into the fairway, they'd win way more, but they don't.
I agree. And I knew it was going to happen on Sunday. And my wife walked downstairs and she goes, hey, what place is your guy? And I go, he's in first right now on the last round. I go, don't worry. That'll change in 20 minutes.
You got to hold on for dear life. Yeah,
no, it did. Scheffler made a run. Ultimately, his putter failed him again on that one. Let's get into your picks this week.
Well, you know, Saheth got his win at Napa in the fall.
We did.
I wasted one of my wins in the fall. I had Camilo Villegas, but we didn't have a show.
No,
so
we didn't have a show.
Doesn't count.
Doesn't count. Who do you got this week?
This week at the Genesis, we're going with the Data Boys. We're going with guys that have a great history here, shots gained. I'm not super confident in it, but I'm going to trust the numbers.
All right.
We're going to waste more money on Cam Young. We're going to go 25-1 with Cam Young. I'm going to continue to blow at least a third of my salary betting this young man to finally win a fucking golf tournament. But I'll be there when he does.
I can't do it anymore. I can't do Cam Young anymore. I'm sorry. Who do you got
next?
And,
you know, he's also a sponsored athlete by the MLB. So perfect week. Baseball's back.
Sure is.
Cam Young, just the synergy right there. We need to get a dub. Then we're going with a man that's kind of been in the wilderness the last year with injury, but he's starting to show form. He's starting to show that he is an all-world ball striker. And this is a place he has a great, great history at. I'm also going to be picking him probably for the Masters. He'll probably be on that card. We're going Willie Z. We're going Will Zalatoris at 40-1.
Famous Willie Z.
The greens are so tricky here. Zalatoris, notorious awful putter. But when everyone can't putt, it kind of evens the field out. Bad putters turn into fine putters because nobody can putt on these greens because they're so tricky. Then we're going Luke List at 90-1.
You love Luke List.
Love Luke List. I mean, Luke List forever in my good graces after winning Torrey a couple of years ago. And then we got some UFC picks.
Well, we'll get to those after this because what I'll do is I'll read the sponsor for it here with MyBookie and what they're doing over there. I'll give you my picks and then we'll do UFC together. How's that sound?
That sounds fantastic.
Let's do it. I don't know about you, but my odds changed drastically. So I bet this usually late last night when I'm up. My odds have gone way down on my guys. I've already locked them in last night.
I got Cam Young on Monday at 40-1.
I was going to say,
he's,
man.
He's 25-1 now.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, because these odds are really shrinking here. So, again, with me, I usually take the guys that are playing well week in, week out. I usually watch this shit on the weekend. So I know who's who and what's what here. I'm taking your guy from last week, Sam Burns, 25-1. Mm-hmm. Right now, though, this morning when we woke up, this is already down to 17-1, 18-1 in my bookie right now.
Full disclosure, I also put money on Sam Burns in case I was a week early.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah. But it's too late for the show.
Obviously, it's not counting for the show, but it counts for my wallet.
It does. Yeah. It does. But Sam Burns is playing extremely well. He's got to break through one of these. Another guy that I was actually asking about on the show last week, and I was like, who the fuck is Ludvig? Because he's been playing well all year, didn't play in last week's tournament, is in this one. I got him at 20-1 last night. That is now down to 16-1 for Ludvig over there. A guy who's been also playing pretty well this year, and the odds are pretty juicy on this, is Keegan Bradley at 50-1. That was last night. It is now shrank to 40-1 on my bookie. And those are my three picks for this week.
Like the first two, although Ludvig, you know, he can always be a little squirrely with his approach game. Got to have a great approach game here. But he can try the fuck out of the ball. So Keegan, I can never pull for Keegan. I will never. I actually want to make a statement moving forward. I will never pick Keegan Bradley to ever win a golf tournament again because I don't want to root for it. I just don't want to root for it.
Sure. I understand that. I feel the same way about certain teams and players. Brock Purdy's certainly one of them for me. So I understand it.
Yeah.
And I don't hate on it. One more time with your golf picks, and then I'll get some mine, and then we'll flip on over to UFC.
The young Cameron.
Yeah, Cam Young.
25-1.
There you go.
Willie Z, Will Zalatoris, 40-1, and Luke List at 90-1. Plenty of other picks, but obviously those don't count. I will throw out some names, though, maybe for a first-round leader or a top 20 bet if you can get it somewhere else.
Okay.
Adam Svensson, the Canadian.
Really?
Great track record here. Top 20 him. I actually think he would potentially could lead the tournament after the first day on Thursday. So Svensson, I saw it like 80-1 for the first-round leader. Uh-huh. Could not fit it on the card, but I'm going to make it an official pick anyway.
Good.
Adam Svensson, 80-1, first-round leader.
For me, I'm going to go first-round leader Rory this week. I don't think he's going to win this tournament. But for whatever reason, whenever he comes back to America, he shows up, usually goes real fucking low on the first day. It's at 15-1. It's good enough for me. I'll take it. Anything over 10-1, I'll take. And then my picks to win the actual tournament are Sam Burns at 25-1. Ludvig, my boy, at 20-1. And Keegan Bradley at 50-1. Now we got some UFC picks and a little bonus here. These are from your show with Giorgio?
Well, I don't know if we have a show still because he hasn't posted the last two episodes that we've recorded. So we're a little behind. I have recorded the episodes.
It's not on you.
They're just not
up. It's not on you, yeah.
So full casual if we ever do post those, if we do record this week. But I figured I'd throw these on here just in case we didn't.
I like it because with UFC 298 on pay per view.
Go ahead and bully Giorgio to fucking post those.
I will. Or you can just post them here. I don't give a shit. Ask him. I don't care. It's time to put your money where your mouth is at mybookie.com. Sign up now for a host of boosted bets and exclusive money bag drops that lets you grab A tier fighters at incredible odds. UFC 298 is the perfect opportunity to cash in on your fight knowledge at mybookie.com. And with the featherweight strap on the line in Saturday night's main events, you can stream and bet it live right from the sportsbook, giving you the advantage until the final bell rings. What does that mean that you can stream it on there? Well, it means you can just click the goddamn button and watch the fight for free if you want. That's the beauty. They're not here, Brian. Here. Taking advantage of some of those U.S. laws down there in Costa Rica. Cash out and win or let it ride with my bookie, baby. And if you're looking for a little excitement before the fights begin, experience the thrill of my bookie's brand new and improved casino floor featuring over 500 new games and progressive jackpots waiting to be won. Bet and play absolutely anything, anytime, anywhere, only with mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Now, let's get to your picks on UFC 298. Who you got?
So first pick's going to be a spite pick. I fucking loathe Ian Garry. Hate Ian Garry. Giant step in competition for him. I believe Jeff Hands of Steel Neal is going to give him all the business. I think he's going to win outright. Might even knock out Ian Garry. Let's look. Plus 170. Love those odds. Give me Jeff Hands of Steel Neal over Ian Garry. And then the main event, Volkanovski.
Yeah. Yeah.
Defending his strap.
Yep.
Against Ilya Topuria. Topuria is my guy. I got to ride with my guy.
All right.
Don't feel great about this, but Volk is now on the, he's north of 35 in these lighter weight classes, you know, 145. Typically, the record for men defending their title or in title fights over 35, it's something stupid like 2-37 or something.
Really?
It's not good. So go with the younger man. Go with the guy that's got better boxing. We're going Ilya Topuria over Alex Volkanovski, minus 105. It's essentially a pick 'em.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go Topuria and Jeff Neal.
I can't bet against Volk, man. I'm sorry. I got money on him, and that's the only thing I can contribute here to this. You know that, right? Because I am the casual that you talk about in your podcast. Mm-hmm. But Volk I'll come out for. So I'll end up watching this card because of him, and I'll put money on him. But take Delco's bets on the rest of this because that's out of my pay grade here. You know?
It's also, I mean, Volk might be the anomaly because, I mean, he is one of the greatest of all time to do it.
He is. Look, he's amazing. Shit, what was his last loss was like on a short notice?
Islam. Yeah, he's
just
lost.
He popped out, what, 8 days in advance and was just like, fuck it, let's do it.
Probably not the move against the best pound-for-pound fighter in the UFC.
I understand that, but what do you think that payday was?
Not enough.
Really?
Not enough, no.
You don't think so? You don't think Dana said, hey, dude, get in here because it's two names against each other, and I'll give you a little something
Juice
extra.
Juice was not worth the squeeze. Volk, back-to-back losses. They should have built that up, had him defend his own title a couple more times, and then built up the Islam 2 fight on a full camp. That probably would have been the proper move. Yeah, no. I think Topuria, Volk's coming back after getting KO'd viciously. A little too soon. I think Topuria knocks him out. I'm going to say third round.
All right. All right, third round KO, potentially. You heard it. By the way, to end this, Dana White walked out of Howie Mandel's podcast after 30 seconds today.
Why is he doing Howie Mandel's podcast?
I don't know. It's almost like he realized 30 seconds in that I'm worth $500 million, and I don't need to do this shit anymore.
Or is it a publicity stunt? I don't know if they had any previous interactions before or if they're homies or not, or probably not, right?
No, I watched it, and Howie Mandel just started off kind of kissing his ass very slow. Mm-hmm. You could just tell, like,
pretty disingenuous.
It felt like it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of Howie Mandel anyway, so fuck it. But it was pretty funny to watch, and he was just like, I'm all done doing podcasts, and I get it. He had to sit through a fucking Nelk Boys one, too, with Bob Mennery the other day.
Probably wouldn't do that.
I don't know how he did it.
I don't know.
I don't know. He hates him.
He likes people that kiss his ass, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't ever want to go into an interview with somebody that would actually push back.
Of course not. Because then it wouldn't be any fun and he can't get his point across. But whatever, man. Interesting to watch if you got 30 seconds. Head on over to Twitter and check it out. Looking forward to this weekend. Plenty to bet on at mybookie.com. Bet with us or against us. Just make sure you use that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.